I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Last month, current Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juno lost a hard-fought campaign against Ryan Zinke for Montana's sole House seat. On Friday, we chatted about the legacy she leaves as superintendent, her reflections on her campaign for Congress, and what comes next. Superintendent Juno, thanks so much for dropping by.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Your tenure as Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction ends January 2nd. What are you most proud of from your two terms?
Well, you know, spending the last 8 years overseeing public education system and being its top advocate has been such an honor. And I'm just really proud of the work that we've been able to accomplish both at the state level and then watching communities grow with initiatives like Graduation Matters Montana that really were community-based programs pulling people together. We've also raised academic standards at the same times in English, in math, in science, arts, health, and PE. And so that diploma actually means more than ever. It means that they're better prepared. So students are graduating in historic numbers, and they are better prepared than ever for college, career, and the military.
What issues do you hope your successor, Elsie Arntzen, picks up or continues?
The idea that, you know, public education is good in our state, and the idea that we've been able to maintain its public nature. Our schools still take everybody who walks through their classroom doors, and I think that's just really a good system that needs to be protected. And it's not saying that private schools should not exist. You know, that's fine. It's just that public money should not go to serve those private education institutions, and that should be a choice that parents make. And I'm hoping that she realizes that and steps up into this position and maintains the public aspect of public education.
Your track record as superintendent was one of your main campaign points during your run for Congress against Representative Ryan Zinke. Is there anything you would have done differently to win that campaign?
You know, I've been telling people, it's like, I'm sad we lost that race, but I do not feel bad about our campaign at all. We did everything that we were supposed to. We just lost. People believed in this race. They believed in my candidacy, and I couldn't ask for more than that.
You were able to raise $2.7 million. Mm-hmm. That's a million more than John Lewis did when he ran against Ryan Zinke in 2014. But you and Lewis both received the same percentage of votes. That's slightly over 40%. What do Democrats need to be doing differently to boost that percentage and win Montana's House seat?
Well, I think the House seat's sort of been elusive to Democrats for a while, you know, 26 years since we've had this seat. And I mean, I'm not sure what the strategy is or what needs to happen. It's always hard to take out an incumbent. And that was our case, you know, and so, looking forward, it's going to take a lot of work.
Can we expect to see your name again on a ballot sometime soon?
You know, if the answer was today, it would be no. And, you know, I'm not ever take anything off the table. I do believe that every door, every opportunity should still be in play. But, you know, it takes a lot to run for office. You know, I look forward to a little time off to kind of readjust the sails and think about what it is I want to do and accomplish. And, you know, I do want to stay in Montana, so I'll be looking at opportunities in state.
The Missoulian recently reported you're thinking of applying to become the next president of the University of Montana. Is there truth to that report? And why would you want to take on that role?
Well, I think I have a great record, and I am interested in the position. There's just so much going right now that as I look forward and see opportunities that are out there, this is really an exciting one for me that I think about stepping up and providing leadership at the university level and working with community and working with faculty and working primarily with students and making sure that everybody has a voice on what the vision needs to be and then helping to execute that vision. I think it is just a really good opportunity that I bring a skill set that would be able to accomplish that. It is something that, you know, I'll be looking really closely at. And, you know, if the answer was today, it'd be, yeah, I'm going to apply for the University of Montana presidency.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of wide open. And I haven't really been in a place recently where I haven't had a job or been campaigning for a job. And so I think this time of reflection for me in these next few months will really set me on a good path.
Any other thoughts looking back at your tenure as superintendent, your campaign, or thinking forward?
Well, I can look back, and I've been doing some of that recently, just about the superintendency, and we've done so much. I mean, it's just not just been about Graduation Matters Montana, but we've increased school lunches, we've increased farm-to-school efforts, so we are, you know, schools are now buying about $1.6 million in local foods across the state. We've been able to make good efforts on mental health programs in schools, looking at, we passed a bully bill on every aspect that a school does. We've been able to make great strides. And, you know, we have really great things going on in our state, and there's a lot to build on there. And so that's what I would look forward to the future for the next superintendent, is build on those efforts, support schools, support students, and support the staff at OPI, because they do good work.
Superintendent Denise Juneau, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's outgoing Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juneau on What Comes Next. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.